Fotografia europea 2022. Un'invincibile estate.
The Leaves of Women, raccontato dalla curatrice Anne Morin, di Mary Ellen Mark.
The Leaves of Women Mary Ellen Mark Exhibition. This exhibition covers almost the entirety of Mary Ellen Mark's career between 1967 till more or less 2011, and covers probably one of the most fundamental themes that Mary Ellen has been working on through the theme of woman. I've made this selection from a corpus of more than 1,000 photographs that Mary Ellen Mark selected herself in the early 2000s. Just to broad outline or to make a list of the series presented here, we have, of course, The Addict in London in the late 60s. We have also The Psychiatric Patient in Salem, Oregon, which will be the subject of Ward 81, a series of photographs taken in the hospital where Stanley Kubrick's Shining film was done. Then later we have a series of the Calcutta in the early 80s while Mary Ellen Mark was following Mother Teresa, the Ku Klux Klan a few years later in 1986, Dime Family for Life magazine in 87, and of course the series of the Indian Circus in 89, which bring children from the street. Also, we show in this exhibition a series of pictures that Mary Ellen Mark took on commission, but which tell in a way the other side of the grotesque of American society, this society of spectacle, which is the American dream, such as the dance halls of older women in Palm Beach and their gigolos in 1983, or the parades of icons of the American culture, such as Batman, the proms, or the mass meetings of the twins at the early 2000s. I think that throughout all her life, Mary Ellen Mark has been interested in reality, and it's most untouched, I would say. And in this sense, Mark is truly a documentary photographer, and I would add with a touch of humanism. She has kind of thematics which are really recurrent, such as poverty, prostitutions, circuses, drug addicts, travesties, psychiatric patients, neo-Nazi groups, etc. And but in the background of all that thematics, in a way, she's always photographing humans on the thresholds of marginalization, humans who have even already passed the limit and who live in another temporality. In a way, it's kind of fantastic social that she's able to capture in a wink. And all that people living in the underworld against the society times. Mary Ellen evolves the scale of thematics, ranging from the monstrous to the grotesque, and between reality and fiction. She really shows us that in the worst situation, in the deep of hell, there is beauty, there is humanity, there is hope. And this is probably what makes Mary Ellen Mark's works distinctive.